Hi, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Women's Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Liam Greco, and today I wanted to talk about another signing that happened. So now that the transfer window is open and in like full force, I figured instead of doing like consistent episodes, we'll still stick to our normal episode schedule of 2 times a week. But in addition, I figured we could do like bonus episodes, like one transfer every day, maybe not every day, but like periodically that I would talk about if it's super, super big. And today, Romain Leuter has signed with PSG, and since that's a big move, really exciting, I wanted to just do a little quick segment on it, so let's go. If you want to hear me talk about more different moves, yesterday I did an episode on 10 of the biggest moves that have happened in the transfer window so far in Europe, so plus Julia Grosso's move to the Red Stars, so if you want to hear more moves, listen in there, but if not, then let's get going. Romain Leuter is a player who's Dutch. She used to play for the Ajax women's team. She started her career with PSV and played there from 2019 to 2021 before moving over to Ajax. At Ajax, she scored more goals than a game she appeared in, which is insane. She was essentially a goal machine. She combined beautifully on the front line with many of the other forwards that Ajax had. They had a lot of talented players, which is how they got so far in the Champions League. Forwards up front that were really good, like Danny Hoistra, and along with other people up in that front line, there's so much talent there, and I think specifically that duo is what I want to focus on with Lily Johannes in the midfield. Those three played so well together interchangeably, and for Leuter, I think she was mainly looking for another chance to play at a bigger stage, at a bigger level, in a better league, and I think what better opportunity to choose than to PSG. We know PSG has really developed so many amazing talents in the women's game. Players like Diani have played there, and there's on this roster still so much options and quality, and I think for Leuter, her biggest thing is going to be breaking into the 11. We know that she's a very talented young player with such a bright future, but at the end of the day, when you're playing for a club like PSG, the competition's immense, and when she has attacking counterparts on her side, like Marie-Antoinette Katoto, Lige Mertens, and etc., it's going to be hard for her to solidify that starting spot right away. However, knowing the quality that she's proven, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see her continue to assert her dominance in the team. And for PSG, we know that there's a continuing trend of players getting poached from their club that they develop to Lyonnais. We saw that a little bit with Chuinga, who wasn't developed there but had a beautiful season there, Diani, and so many more players. So it's really going to be interesting to see how Leuter fits into the squad and whether she gets the minutes she needs in order to continue progressing internationally. Leuter's not just a top quality footballer, she is amazing in front of goal, yes, but she is versatility, and that's something I really wanted to talk about. And with her game, I think the biggest thing I'd like to see a little bit more from her is on the national team side, getting consistent minutes, and she'll need to do that by being more willing to track back. That's something that she's failed to do a lot, and she did not make the World Cup team, in my opinion, because of that. When you look at the Dutch team, there's so much quality everywhere you look on the pitch, and so, therefore, as a forward, you're not just going to be able to hang up there, and I think in the Dutch league, she's obviously one of the top players there, so it's a lot easier, but when you're competing against forwards like Brutz, Bernstein, Miedema, and so many more, there's just a tendency that needs to be implemented in being more willing to drop back on defense. And I think that with PSG's style of football, where they love to build from the back and play with creativity through that midfield trio that typically features Grace Guerrero, and I think that kind of style is really going to benefit Leuter, not like naturally, but I think in development, I think for a club, it's very good for young players to be in an environment where they can be pushed. For Leuter, she never really had to be challenged for that starting spot at Ajax, and so for now, she has to come into a squad and compete, something she's really never had to done before, but I've seen the quality she's had. We've all seen it in Champions League, in the Eredivisie, so I'm very excited for the signing, and I hope you enjoy the series. Overall, Leuter to PSG, great move on her side. Wish that Ajax could have maybe kept her for a little longer, considering they were building something great there with Tiny Hoistra and Johannes along with Leuter, but it seems to me that the Dutch league clearly is just not competitive enough for some of these top quality players who understandably want more of a challenge, and that's what Leuter's getting. So overall, PSG gets Leuter. That's a done move, an amazing move for both parties, as Leuter continues growing as potentially the next Vivian Miedema and one of the Dutch goal scorers to look out for in the future.